Nou, ik ga doen. Kraken, nou dit is doen. Opan, die morgen zag hem zijn en zochten en daar te gezegd. Dus ik ga nog vasten van de geestroos. Kraken, afdien zal geres, die die eerten worden besef. שמשתמש במחומת ביתנו היא פיוז בקרן מכל סטייט יום ויהיה ויתר משתמש במעצה אפילו בחנה סדם בקרן אם אז מעש אז פיוז בקרן ויהיה אז קרן so it wouldn't absorb so when it uses it in hot there is nothing to the tailor חוץ מבין סייע something to reach. You use yeast, a lot of yeast, so it's going to crush it. So then, even the cane, it is absorbed. Even the cane is absorbed. So, it is haraces. In other words, haraces means, not after haraces, something sharp, spicy. So, that is also a nidla. Weather, even in cold. Shaab ha-fi. Shall we mishtamil them homo zayab tzalem? Also mishtamil them matzah b'chame. So, like this, if it was used to say them, so the tzalem is not nizla. But, the tzalea, because we need to kosher, and sharp thick things, the chayote is also a nivra, even the kelim. Some male, you cannot use the same kelim in half because it has minute particles of the homet absorbed in a great mercury, and when you use it in half and pesach, so it will be mafrit, the minute particles of the hummus in the kale, and it will be absorbed by the food that you use in that same kale. Also, we stand on after the hummus of the kale, but you use it on Pesach. In cold is muta, because cold is not matzah. Out of the kale, the miyad behem, matzah for your muta. Aber also lolish behem. But it's also because it's also to mix in it. Why? For a different reason. Because since it has honey, where we are in the Beit Hanakli, so the Reach, Hachinich, that is the Reach in the Beit Hanakli, can expedite the fermentation of the yeast in the kale. That's the question of the kale. Behold the layer of so in other words, this awache, that the kale that was used in kale, even the kale, in Beisaya and Beisharese, so then it's the layer, and it cannot be used. And taste of the chanun. So it's only if we didn't take a goal in the kale. So then, this is a goal, it's true. It was only used in the Israeli and the Israeli. In coal, but from the kosher, the Israeli, some of the way, it's not even in coal. It's not even coal. Mashiachim who makes a goal in the kale, so a goal has the effect of extracting the blue. So what is if it was nidra in cold. But Hagolo will extract the minute particles of the hummus that is bulia in the Beit Hanakli. Aber the Hagolo, after the Beit Seah, the Chareses, mutor minunum shalcheres. Aber we shalcheres, so lehane Hagol, that feel mishtamil ben, hummus, Arabic. That's the gilsay of the roof and the horse, that's the way the snow passed. Machine change if it's an earthenware vessel, and in addition, it was used in this area or this harasis for yeast or for spices, hummus spices. And harasis itself is not hummus, but it means something that is like this harasis and that was mixed with hummus. So if it was used for yeast and for whatever harasis, so then and it's a kicharas. Now, a kicharas, an earthenware vessel, has relatively big pores. Other kelim, let's say a metal kelim, has very minute pores. But an earthenware vessel has relatively large pores. Some melee, it is layer so much in the day and this kicharas, that even Hagola will not be able to take it out because the Kricheres is only 18 days later on. So even though the Bria took place in the cold state, but it's a Beisaya and the Beis Haraches, so Hagola is not effective to extract the whole Bria. And that's the gist of the root and the horse, and that's the way the Shonor passed. Avalish Acheres and Mahana Hagola, that we establish them Chometz al Bitzenim. We establish them Matzeh Atir Bitzenim. Now, here that's what you say. Here our guess is, we establish them Matzeh Atir Bitzenim. Atir Bitzenim. That's the guess of the God. But the guess of the Bachi, it's not a question of somebody making a new guess. In some form, it was written the way it's here, we establish the matzah to the Kenyan and the Goh accepted that Gerser and the Bach accepted the other Gerser, not a minister. We establish the matzah all of it. Just the difference. According to the Gerser we have now said, which is just that off. We establish the matzah to the Kenyan, it means that an earthenware vessel absorbs its layer so readily, layer so readily, that not only the layer, not only the layer became in the area and the size, but it can even be pillared between it, the area and the size. So that's why it's a standard and matzah attribution. According to the verse that Ach, we standard and matzah all of the same. So the Hanina, but the Kenyan can use it. Why? Because through the Isaiah and the Tzareses, the Heres can absorb even the Kenyan, but it cannot be not with the Kenyan. That's the difference between the Gurgias. According to the Gurgias, we have now said, we stand in the Matze, after the Kenyan, it means that the Heres by the Isaiah and the Tzareses cannot only, not only capable of absorbing, he came in that he's not being not in the same. According to the Gios of the Bach, we stammer them all of the same and we say in the smooth air that the same is harassing. By it has can only be the layer, but it cannot be not. For you know me, the owner, the lady, the stammishe, the pisre, the mele, the power of the artiche. Why? That's part of the artiche, pirish. Kricheres Yishen, Kricheres Yishen. So, because of that, the Binyadu shall be Tzchirev, Dinei Bitano shall be Tzchirev, the tunnel that was used in the winter time, that was, in other words, it's a tunnel in which you heated up the house. So, then they not only heated up the house in the tunnel, but they used to warm up certain hummus food articles. Some mail we need to be harris because it's made of the harris. We also was in over our tunnel. Let me now let eat of dinner. Prepares and sitting in Hito. Who feeds Gilliam Kukwesa. Now the Mahada Pastor that his focus is not the way I am today. Some way one would attempt to argue with apparent cogent logic the inasmuch as focus is not the way I am, so even if the tailor is if we have a nightmare vessel that is coated with glass, so it could be the way I am either. Here, the law is not like that. In other words, there's a difference. If it's completely, hopefully, then it cannot be layer. But when it is, it will have, even though it is coated, with hopefully, so then it can be the layer, even through the hopefully color. The question is here. The use of the name Shemravu Shalei Shtamei Bechleheres Rizal Afil Hadas Bein Lahach Mea Ifamim Mata Bin Shtamei Bechleheres Rizal Even though so he was not in Shtamei Behem Bechomet in the course of the year. Why? Because some of the manufacturers in those days, I mean, has no bearing on today, you see. Some of the manufacturers of these kiln in those days were accustomed to put in the impurities of homage into it. So, in a way, there is a meaning not to use it altogether. But, of course, it has no bearing today. They only have me about the making a minute. Clearly, in other words, only when there is such a minute, but when there is no minute, so if we know that the manufacturer didn't put in any tubing and impurities of honey into it, so then there is nothing wrong in using it. Clearly, some of hooking the salmon shakering barnies. Because why? Because it's coated with in the view of hitting the arba in the cartoon. In other words, it's hitting the ground in clothing. We are very mighty. Had been likely, you know, to be. So then, we don't have to worry, maybe the arbor ate from the chitin, and then the spittle of the arbor is like mine, so it was machmit the chitin, because the spittle of the arbor is not machmit. In Liberia, chitin machilas arba in the kakum. וכן אם נגיר ממנו איזשהו דוגן שצמח נאו דעלוך אליה ואיבן איבן איף איבן איף 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 So then it becomes homered, even the mechuda. Even the mechuda. As long as it's not shaykh the karaka. So in other words, the best thing to make sure that there are no chitin that became homered through the excess of rain is by harvesting the chitin while it is still shaykh the karaka. But if it is not shaykh the karaka anymore, and then it starts raining excessively, upon the chitin to such an extent that they become tmuchis, they begin to spy forth, so then it becomes home. So in Liberia chitin, no, the chitin in Liberia, memo isi dogon she tomach, suppose they didn't collect, I mean, and they didn't, and they didn't make sure that the chitin they use for Pesach are all not mitzmochet. So it's still alive. Why? Because at most there could be a few seeds of wheat that's fighting for. So the shishi never gets mitzmochet. And the male chitin of Pesach, it becomes better. The shishi. מי צריך לראות שאין בי כל כך של רהי שישים כמד בי מן האפה. However, sometimes it has been a very rainy season and there is a possibility that there are so many tmuchis, so many seeds of wheat that fight it forth that there is no shishim in the not tmuchis. Again, the tmuchis, so we have to make sure that it isn't like that. One way of making sure is to harvest the wheat while it is still served with Arta. So then it cannot become hot. Hachitini she'eisim behem matas mitzvah tevin shomron she'leyipu aleyem mayim mishas ksia. Like this, all of things there, so there is no aloha, no requirement that it has to be shomron. No requirement that it has to be shomron. But in other words, we have to be sure that it didn't become homeless. But if we have riots, not the chief of Penneth, I mean, that it didn't become homeless, even though it wasn't watched, so it is mutabachel, the formatus mitzvah, Pesach night, so the halacha is that it has to be shomer. Even if we are sure, on the basis of the synonym, the chief of Penneth, and no kind of hagodim, that it didn't become homeless, that as long as the Esau was lying in such a state that it could have become Hamas, even though now we know on the basis of all the synonym, the symptoms, it didn't become Hamas, so it cannot be used for Matzah meat. Now the question is, how much Shino is required in regard to Matzah meat? So there are three sheets of the same, that it should be inside. But there are three shittas for shame. I will pass them. One shitta is that it has to be the biggest chumrah. That it has to be shomer mishaskia. It has to be shomer mishaskia. One, it has to be watched. As of the heart. Another shitta is that the on the other extreme, that it has to be shomer mishaskia. Because until we share, it is not likely to become homeless. When is it likely to become homeless? If it's not watched very carefully after you pour the water into the flour, so then if you let it stay idle and without activation, without discussions, so then it becomes homeless in sheer meal in 18 minutes. So many of the children passed me that it requires shimur only mishaslish. However, the shita of the Rosh is that while it doesn't require shimur as of the tzira, that it's not enough to watch it as of the Risha. It has to be watched as of the tzira. What's the importance of tzira? Either mishaslish and the very outset or mishaslish, when then it is likely to become holy. But tzira, why is tzira? So that was in those days, in the Zmane Arshayim, that they used to grind, to mill the wheat in water mills. So later there was a possibility that some water might come on the wheat. So later there was a field to watch it enter the clinic. Now today, we don't use any watermill. It's not used watermill. But, however, the question says, if, let's say today, there's another problem, we don't use watermill. But, let's say in America, in this country, so they wash the wheat in the course of the year. So in Maryland, there is a possibility, if it's not watched, that it could become homic. But because we watch the year, some male the shoot is a horse, the chino is required, there's a cleaner applies today also. It's not because of the time of the horse. Time of the horse was because of the watermill, but today because of the common practice of tempering wheat and in the course of the process of grinding and washing wheat, some male the time of the horse applies to the food. So Achitin Sheisim Beramatas Mitzre Tevin Shemron. He says Tevin Shemron because most Shemron hold the chinos required only as ablution. So he says the Mechabayim Veloshim Teiv is better. Not because most Shemron say that Mishasrish is enough. But in order to be able to all the shite of the Rambam, the Rif, the Chino, who passed in the Chino is required as of Tire, so take the shame on. The ideal way is to watch it, so Yipu Aleyem, Mai Mishas Tire. And then the other person mentioned, and when we are taking it, so the proper thing is to be taken a week that are not completely right. Because if they are not completely right, so then it couldn't become Homer. Because as long as it's tricham itar, but after, if it is completely right, and you let it stay attached to the character, so if there is an excess of lung, so then it might even become homet while it's mechuga. So the proper way is to harvest it while it's still tricham itar. Tev yishimam shal yitla lelemayim nishat ksira. In mitochet nishat ksira. That's the rosh pump. Because of the use of the watermill, uvishasatchak mika likach kemach nashik. Nevertheless, so then the shmira will take place as of the rishon. Hoyidno osa lirtei bein chitin bein tzeir. Now, in the beginning of the Gemara, so it's mutter to be related to what does nishisa mean? Nishisa means moistening the seeds of wheat, the seeds of wheat. So it doesn't become homic by merely moistening the seeds of wheat. You do not ignore it, according to Mashkana Gemara in Sochem, so there is a difference between seeds of wheat and seeds of barley, between chitim and teirim. Chitim is not ignore, Nisisa is muta. But Teirim, in the Dina Digmara, we see the Zosa. Why is there a difference between Chitim and Teirim? Because Chitim seeds of wheat are relatively hard. So it doesn't ferment, it is honey so readily. But Teirim are relatively soft. Teirim. So Teirim, Nisisa and Teirim is also in the Dina Digmara. Nisisa and Chitim is not a meaning more, but gaining. The earth gaining affectancy. Now, but when say, that's why the Mechada says, Hoidme only now, but in here the Gemara, when she says Mita, so Hoidme is also will say, Ben Chitin, Ben Seir. So, not only Seir, just in the Gemara also, but even a chitim is also. Now, but Rishonim mentioned many limitations on the halacha that the system is not and doing more. It's not so perfect, one should think that the doing the Gemara, you are allowed to wash wheat chas v'sholem. Because there is the Gemara, mentions in Sochem that man of the Maise that happened that the boat in which chitim was transported, so sank in the river, in the yam, and then it was Osa. But the Pashmini Pharisee makes the question, why is it Osa? In keeping the Mizah. So, there are several reasons. Many Rishonim say, you do not ignore only resisting the Mizah. But washing them is also new, you know. Not a consistent, you just let, you know, it become wasted. But if you manage soak, wheat, imagine then it's also a Medina de Gemara. In other words, even if it didn't become Mitzbaka, it becomes Hamas in the Rabbanon, if you wash it. And if it becomes Mitzbaka, so then it becomes Hamas in the Raif. But even if it doesn't split, so as a result of the soaking, so it's not Hamas the Raif, but it's Hamas the Rabbanon. The Rambam Shita is that while in system is made, it more is Mitzbaka. But it's only Mitzbaka if it is made within the Shia milk. In other words, if you moist it through the wheat, and then within 10 minutes, 50 minutes, less than 80 minutes, you grind the wheat, so then it cannot become Mitzbaka. But if you moist the wheat, and then you wait half an hour, and until you grind them, so then, according to the Rambam, so Nisisa is Mikha, Nisisa is also a Medina de Gemara. So anyway, so the Mechada says, Ho Yidme, the Bini Maser, also Yisra Yilkei, also Yilkei, Ben Chitin, Ben Teir. Sakim Shomeitin, Ben Kemach, Ben Ashana, and since the Kemach for Hashanah might be Hamas, maybe not in the Raisa, but in the Rabbanon, because they watched the wheat. Some Mele, in Raisa, Lippit, some Mele, the Sachin might have some Hamas between the stitches of the sets. In Raisa, Lippit, the Hemkemach, Chapsin, Lippit, Yote, Sruchin, Lehati, or even if you wash the sex. But the Hamas that is pushed in between the stitches in the sex, that remains there even if you wash it. So you have to unsew it and take in out all the crumbs of Hamas. Sruchin, Lehati, or even a kibbutz, כל הציר שבהם בסדר ישראל מסוים מתאפס. כשמליחים הסכים שיש בן צמח מרחיים, עושה להניח אומר גבי בהימו שאי איקה או אי עוד תחת השער. Because that is מחמרים the plow. Some melee, it might be מהר יחי מזוהר לך התחילה של נניח אף יסעתי מצמח ועל זה בנוח משאף שה because if you put one set on top of the other and there is a lot of pressure so sometimes it might warm up the flour so then the התחילה הוא יחי בחי של maybe it will be מיה לך מי אגי מנעתי הרחי משמיזים מייסים בן צבור We say so, the meals that are used for Hashanah, so when we want to use them for Pesach, so we have to clean them out. We should be doing less than them for, we say so, to most of the sailors, the meadim shekemach orishen shenitcham achar amiku, after we clean out the meal, so the first batches of flour, we are mafesh lishem chomet. Shem chomet say ad lachar arayda. So we'll be able to be tailored that if there is any comet that remained there, so that fell into the first batch. The Anshi Maisha Regeen Lea Ba'atma Kima Rechayim Lirei Tein Ba'atma Yitzinas Kim Chayim Tzorech Likhei Na'achitim Yeyme Yemayim Yitnei Alish Bintochni Dara Pesach Yishengim She'oso Lole Yishmatu Baby Yeh I mean, in the old days, of course, today it cannot be done, we are not in the Matrega, to be Zoya. But in the old days, we used to be Matrega on Pesach itself, on Pesach itself. We are not in the Matrega, I mean, to be Zoya from any Mashu of Hamas, so we cannot do it. But in their day, they used to bake, they used to make matzahs on Pesach itself. So the Mechaber says that you shouldn't make the lisher shortly after the tzinah, because immediately after the tzinah, after the meaning, the flour is relatively bad, and it has to take some time in order to collect. So normally, if it's relatively warm, you make the lisher, so it might be Mayer HaHachmi. So Tzorech Litchein HaChitlin Yini Yenaimit Me'alisha Bin Tochmi Barak Pesach. Suppose you need the flour, the wheat, you ground the wheat at a Pesach, Yin Shemrin She'osu Lo'i Shmatsu Beidiyei Mipisha Kemach Bishas Tchime Riseach O'mechami HaMayim Ve'yiso Me'chol HaHachmi. To combine it with milk particles, but as long as it stays by itself, etc., from there the meat gave the time of vessel in the pot, then when you dump them in the kettle, so the pot keeps the time in the mari, so it's already releasing time by releasing time the clear, and then the mari, when it's absorbed in the pot again, so it gives the time in the pot again. So three nasty times. Not just two, but three nasty times is a clear. And nasty, not another clear is muta. Here we have three nasty times a clear. So certainly muta. So that's by a clear bala. But by sure bala, so even a thousand derivative times. Nisitamba, 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 ad infinitum. So in Zesha. So in Mele, when the Kasha, a contaminated Kele, that has a Gira, Bisea, that has a Gira, Kele, Kele, whatever. So then, you have to make sure one of two things. Either that you can only be a male, or that there is so much water in the boiling kettle in which you are mugging the pot, that the 60 parts can measure the volume of the pot. Oh, now, how about a hummus in Kele? That if a hummus in Kele is used for hummus and pizza, then it definitely is a bala. So of course, it's not another here. But the hummus in Kele that was used in the course of Kola Shonot, so according to the basis of the bala, so you don't have to tell me that. According to the Ramban, the comets is Shmei Kalashanot, even though the Ramban says, even though comets is Shmei Kalashanot, there is still some comets. So Kalashanot is just on paper. It's like combining the future with the present. So even though now it's before paper, but it's already also for paper. So it's already also for paper. So it's sure about it. Now the Ramban himself says, that according to Ishita, that Hamid Kalashana is the Surah Bala, so then you cannot even if you are not there before Surah Hamishi. So still, you have to make sure one of two things, either that it's a time problem, that it stays in the datum of the clue for 24 hours or more, or that the volume of the water has 60 parts, maybe the volume of the pot. So it's bottom decision. That's what Ramban says. Now the Mechaber in the previous sermon we saw, he passed in that Beva Shetashmishi Al-Di-Eyam directly, let's say, spit that is used directly on fire. So it's spit that is used in the course of Kol HaShana for Chomet, so we can requires living gomo. Requires living gomo, that's the stock of Mechaber. So in other words, the Mechaber passed through like the shita of the Ramban, that Chomet Kol HaShana is a Surah Bala. So maybe why does he pass through here that if his mother couldn't show Hamishi, he doesn't have to be mitzvah, that it should be an evil. So the goal is not to come in the Mechaber, and he says that the Mechaber is safe for himself. But let's see what the sheet of the Mechaber is. Jüdischen Säure, le Hadir Kedem Schorchamisch, Fidation in Story, le Dabweg, im Achillen, der Innen und Rab, und in die Sama der Nayin, mit der Klische Magier, le La und Rab. Wir können Magier Kedem, Schebloß am Mörder, in Kedem Schebloß am Mörder. So, bei Yisir Bora, let's say, you heard the number of Kedem, that you have to be Magier, that you are below Yisir, real Yisir, daily, later, later, real Yisir, in number of Kedem. And you have a big, gigantic head, and your Magier, let's say, spoons on your Magier part. Naturally, the part has a relatively excessive meal, as against the spoon of the salt, that has a relatively slight meal. So you cannot demodel them together, because when you dump a spoon and the pot into a kettle, so the boiling water extracts the minute particles from the pot, which is relatively meager, and the minute particles from the spoon, which is relatively meager. And then the water absorbs all these minute particles that is there, and then it reabsorbs into the pot and into the spoon. So the spoon might absorb a great portion of the particles of Israel that were neutralized from the big fat, so it can become Ether. So you cannot do it by Israel Bola. But by coming to the Kelim, if you make that Bola to Israel Hamishi, so you don't have to worry about it. The Kelim Mashe Hakelim to Chayera Yishamidai. So by Israel Bola, again, so you have to make sure that, in other words, if it's the roommate, if the use of the tailor is the roommate, so you have to make sure that the tailor that has the beer of Israel should not stay too long a time in the water, in the boiling water, because if it stays as long as it is busy extracting the tailor, the beer of Israel, so I will be told it is going well. But the moment it gets through being peeled, all the blue pizza that he has, then it is ready to absorb again. So the tailor, the also the tailor, is the roommate, so you have to be sure, and there is no shishin in the mind, measure the size of the also the tailor, then you have to make sure that the tailor doesn't stay in the weather too long a time, because after it has finished being tailored, it is ready to reabsorb the ether again. But by humming the tailoring, doing so, humming the tailoring, we don't worry. Why? Because it's not another tailor. The thing must have been the higher is on a guy, the mass is the car, the thing to do is to install the tailor. So the new car, now you are to host. So this is the Asog of the Goh and the Mechada. That is all right according to the Shita, according to the Shita Pesach, that Chomet Chalashono is the Tehra Bola. But the Mechada passed in the previous Siman that a Shpud of Chomet so has to be required even Gomor, because it is Tehra Bola, because Chomet Shmuel Chalashono. Like the Ramban, and the Ramban says the Hillel, according to the Shita, that Chomet is the Sura Bola Kolashanah. So then, we have to apply all the Chumras that we apply in regard to other Tehillim Asurim. So it's nothing. But what is the Shita of the Mechada? Now I mentioned already once, in Siman Kodimu, so the Tur and the Mechada mention a being that is taken from the Sita Akumi. The Sita Akumi says, suppose you cooked in a certain pot, you cooked in the bowl, like it was a Yisra, so it was the little Yisra, and then you cooked the Yisra, let's say at 6 a.m. in the morning, at 6 a.m. in the morning, and then, let's say 10 hours later, let's say at 4 p.m. the same day in the afternoon, so you cook your offer. Then the next day at 7 a.m. after 24 hours after the time when the kala was the layer, we do 24 hours after the time when it is the layer, the yehokei, so you bring water in the center. So Sita HaKomo says that the water is water, you see. The water is water, you see. And the Mahabar also passed this way. He mentions that now, so the Bishyosef, there is a machlechel between the Bishyosef and the Shach. Why is the water water? The Bishyosef says, because when at 6 p.m., let's say on Sunday morning, you cook in the middle of paper here. So the halal, in the middle of the paper, will be palmed there in the pot. Then, when at 4 p.m. the same day, so you cook the rotis, vegetables, so the halal that is the riyah in the eight and a three will be time into the rotis. And since the Baratoma agrees with the Shita of and since there is a rochel of Tichon Ashes in the air, so when you cook the rochel at 4 p.m., so then the minute particles of chelos were nivra from the Tichon Ashes, and they were absorbed nivra in the rochel. So the rochel became a Tichon Ashes, as if the rochel itself had been a Tichon Ashes, because of Tichon Ashes in the air. So then, when you boil water the next morning, then the next morning at 7 a.m., it's still within 24 hours as of the time when the yehotis were cooked next. So the yehotis is nifrad, the manit particles of the yehotis is nifrad, and the manit particles of the yehotis are also nifrad in Shura, and they give it time in the water, so the water is also. The water is like, since only on the basis of Tichon Ashes Nivela that it is in Osra, that water is water. The Shach says, we don't have to resort to the Aloha of Tichon Ashes Nivela. Even according to the Shach of Rabbi Nachman, that Tichon Ashes Nivela applies only to the Chodchol and not to Shoris, but in this case, the water will be Osra, because not the Nade here is Nivela. But not the Nadi Yisura is Osa, even in thousands, Midrash is Osa, even in thousands, not the Nadi Yisura is Osa. So here, the Chilad did it come in the Yerokis, and then the Yerokis did it come the next morning, still within the Mishlesh, as of the Bria of the Yerokis, into the Deep Nakir. So the Yerokis did the time in the river, so we not the Nats, but not the Nats right here. It's not the Nats in Shura, it's not the Nats in Shura, it's not the Nats in Shura. This is how the Shach says. So when you go to him, he's in Kogimu, he says that according to the Beis Yosef, so the whole Aloha that Mason Tam, the Mason Tam, the Shura is Asha, and he's not the Nats, because that will learn out from the Nilay medium, because why did the Torah say that the Israelites had to kasha the killing of the Midianites? Because when the Midianites cooked called Dvarim Asurim in the killing, so the Dvarim Asurim gave it time in the killing, and then when you cook in them in the Heter, so it's Yisrat and gives it time in the Devaheta, so it's a Nisim Tam, by Nisim Tam, the Yisura. So, and the Torah required a Gola, so that means it's Nisim Tam, by Nisim Tam, the Yisura, is that in the right, it's Tam Tisha. Can we learn how from the religion? But in that case we only have two wisdom times, the wisdom times in Israel. Mashiach, in this case we have three wisdom times, the wisdom times in Israel. So the use of the right of time to each other doesn't apply. That's the sheet, and the sheet, that's the sheet of the circle, according to the government, the ceiling of women. Mashiach, in the Shach sheet, it is that even in five wisdom times, one wisdom times, the Israel is from the right. So the Mechabera, the Beshiach of the Shikosel, that's why he says that when the Amadja Tzidim Shor Hamish is, so he doesn't have to be Dabrish in a film in the Union Yard. Then the Ramos says, Ach Rabin Chaykin Ushpiraloi Ve'in Hagolem Yalas Kulim in an Amayim Reitchi. So, from the Ramos assumes he deduced from the Russian of the Mechabera, inasmuch as the Mechabera says, "Tichelim Masha Hakelim Tichayir Elisem Edai, Bin Masha Elisem Kokach," that according to the Mechabera, so Hagoli is effective even if the Homid Kele is dumped into the kettle, while the water is hot, but doesn't burn. So he says, no, Hagoli is only effective if the water is so hot that it burns. But let me see. To make sure that it doesn't stay very long, the Hamid Kele. Because if you let it stay very long, so while the water is boiling, so after it finished being peeled, all the minute particles of chomet, it is ready to absorb them again. But if your mother finish your hamishis, you can let it stay in the boiling water even for hours and 2 hours. But the mechaber is made it, that you have to make the agola in the water that is boiling. So, this is what the Mishkin says. Ach rabim chaykin sirei ten agolem yayas kulim in amayim reitchi. Al korach ish li yizoya afil kibim zman yisoya shal yomukum yot chosam. But the old Mishkin say that the Mechaber agrees with that. Kol mashmada. Then the Mechaber continues. Yishal yachnis akilim ashe yachicha amayim. In other words, if you are not a so then you don't have to worry about anything. You are just mad because even if it is reprapped and absorbed again, so it's nice time by nice time, it's nice time by nice time, and we have three mad banats. So no way it is mad. Doing the usual kingdom of man is יוכל להגל עד הפסח שחומר דימשו ונמיר הגולה שחיזו הבליה אבל מוטה לרבן כלי תלך הפסח וכשמגל קיידם פסח לאח השאיש סודם צורך ניסור הבליה צורך ניזוי בכל הדבר המזכורים שצורך ניזוי בהם קיידם שאיש in other words that he should let it stay either for 24 hours or if not, the halafoches to make sure that there is 60 times in the volume of water, never the volume of the hundred of it. Mehagio for a vessel to the whole of the Yaha. In other words, that even though the Mechaber mentioned that if he kashas the kelim and makes a gole, kelim tzorch and ishis, before 10 o'clock in the next day, so then he doesn't have to worry about any problems, but to kasha Reish Ketirin and Milch Ketirin together, so that he's not allowed to do even before Shor HaMishis. Why? Because if there isn't enough money, a shishim, 60 parts, neged, the bosa, the kli bosa, the kli cholav, so then, and if he dumps the meat utensils together with the dairy utensils, so then some minute particles of meat are reflect into the mayim, and some minute particles of the cholav are reflect into the mayim, and then the combination of the particles of bosa and the particles of cholav are both absorbed in the Beit HaMikdash, so it becomes osir. Unless it's an unless one of the kelim is an elevayonim. So usually zoyam lehagir kli abosa or kli cholav biyachad ela in kinyachod meyam elevayonim. If the flesh of the kelim is an elevayonim, in other words, it's more than 24 hours since it was used for meat in a hot state, or the milk of the kelim is an elevayonim. It's more than 24 hours since the hot milchik was used in it, so then we don't worry because it's not an adir teyah. But if both the fresh kelim and the milchik kelim are the yemei, so then you cannot be magal them together. Elin kim echad mehem eini b'yemei. Kol shkin kli shalisa. Certainly, if he wants to kasha a contaminated kelim, a kelim that the leah treat and veila hayla, of course it doesn't make any difference when he kashes it, whether it's achashor hamishis or kibin shor hamishis. So he cannot do it before. I mean, he cannot do it if it is a benyamin, because the minute particles of the veila of the treat or of the hayla is nifrat into the mayim, and then the mayim is reabsorbed by the Beit HaMikdash, so it becomes contaminated again. So because of that, there is a image not to be magir any kir b'yimei. So whether it's from bosa l'cholov or in chomes l'matzeh, and even though he's magalet from chomes to matzeh and kingdom shor chamishis, so there is a minute not to do it if it is a b'yimei because of the xayah. So if we allow him to do it to a chomes b'kelah, sometimes he'll do it to a kenisa mamish and then to a kamosa again. So the mechaber is only saying the Ramo is only saying that we shouldn't kasha lechatchila a chomes b'kelah even kedem shor chamishis if it is a b'yimei because of an extra chumra, because of its era, maybe he'll do it to a kenisa. But mikra midina, it's okay. Even though, according to the Ramban, the Ramban says so is the chiyush in Psochim, that since Yishita is that chomesh shmeya of kol ha'shono, and chomesh is a yinah of Yisura Bola, so mikra midina, you cannot kasha if it is a b'yimei, and there is no shishin in the mayim, neither the size, or neither the volume of the chomes b'kelah, because of what the veil is, the agole, the chomes particles are reflecting the mayim, then the mayim are again absorbed by the kelah, so it becomes osa again. But the Mechaber and Ramo, they pass things not like the Ramban. So mikra midina is a right, but mitzad nimed, mitzad chumre, because of the zeh, unless he'll do it to kliyisa mamish, so it's not a proper thing to kasha a chomes b'kelah even kedem shor chamishis if it is a b'yimei. But there is another reason as to why you shouldn't do it, because of the shita of the Ramban shita that chomes kol ha'shono is yisurabo. ויניח כלים הרבה שכלי ביגיל המחת אם נגן זה בזה. Why? Because at the place of contact between one kill and the other, so mayim is not capable of being mostly the particles of Isha. Imagil bitzvas, in other words, suppose he uses a pair of tongues, and with the pair of tongues he dumps the homizik kelim, and then he picks them up, he lifts them up with a pair of tongues. So if he uses a pair of tongues in the Hagolah, so then he should make sure that he moves away the kele, because the chibos that in the water, because otherwise, so the place of contact between the pair of tongues and the kele, Mayim is incapable of extracting the Bria Sisa. The Mekin B'Kimatzvas, at the place of contact between the pair of tongues and the kele, may sold the Kula de Mayim. So the water is incapable of extracting the particles of Isa. In Magirin the Chametvaya means the hot spring water, like we have in Colorado. So that's Chametvaya. So that even though it might be very hot, it might have a very high temperature, but still, since it's not here this area, so Hagolah is not effective. Hagolah has to be in hot water that is hot because of fire. But here the other causes as to why the water in the springs is the geysers, as to why it's hot. So Mele Hagolah is not effective. In Magilin B'chamei Tvaya, after the killing Shadim Tikloshim, furthermore, such a big chiddush, even killing that have the din of Tikloshimi, and according to most Tikloshimi, we don't even require Hagolah altogether. But we are machmir al Gabbai Pesach because of the Shitas HaRash Bo, that even though Tikloshimi is not Bereah, but to the ignorance not Bereah, but to the Klipa it is Bereah. So even the Klisheni, so that we are machmir to subject the Klisheni in Agole, but we cannot make the Agole in the Klisheni in Chamitvari. If Klisheni is not here this area, or Chibeli Kachpilte, Magbili are in the Tildis area, Afpilte are in the Tildis area. So even let's say if you found out that in the Chamitvari, sometimes the temperature is more than boiling. It's more than boiling. So you still cannot make the Agole. Because Kibeli Kachpelte, you have to kasher it in the same way as the Bria took place. Since the Bria took place through water that became hot through fire, so the Agole, the kashering, also has to take place in water that became hot through fire, not to other causes. Mir im Stammisch bin Rad bin Mitwaye, Magilben. However, suppose it was used in Chamitwaye, sometimes the Chamitwaye, the hot springs are so hot that you can cook something in them. So suppose a certain kele was chometz was cooked in the chametvaya, then you can kasher them through chametvaya. The magilam b'shum ashke ragdimai. Now at that point and that question, there is a machlokes rishon. I think the Ramban of Izora says, I think so, it's the Ramban, that Hagolah has to take place back in water, hot water. Suppose you have hot oranges, other fluids, not water, but it's hot, burning up. So Hagolah cannot take place. The Rashbo is ready. And the Rashbo says it doesn't make any difference whether it's the fluid is hot water or the fluid is any other mashti. So we pass the chumrah. והיא מגילם בשום משקה רב ומעלי. מי הוא דיעבד? מהנה עגול בכל משקה. דיעבד היא אולי אנדשית שרש בו. זאת תשנת תשובה קרוזיטת, מים דווקא. אין נחלות, אין יחצות. מגל הרבה כלים ביירו, עד שמריטלית הסכלים, נעשה המים כציר, ספורס, he dumped so many kelim in the hot kettle that such an excess of kletas is there that the whole matter of the mind changed. It became like tzia. So then the Ram says at home, I don't think that there is any more to that effect, but it's a chiddush. He says, since there was so much plate in that water that it looks like sea, so then it's incapable of extracting any more beer. In the Hagelay Beisaramai, Klugobir Shin Yochir Achisei Teich Kuyachir Machmas Gedre, suppose you have a very big pot and you couldn't possibly dump it to another pot because it's too big. So what should you do? He said, suffer the teeth. The teeth, so he makes the forms with teeth a ring to the top, to which he smiles his teeth, and not red. So then, if he puts teeth on the ring, so then it can be filled up completely to the ring. The ideal hamalim bisfasei, so then we'll be able to fill up the water up to the rim in Matichai. And when it overflows as a result of filling up the water up to the rim, so then that will be a goal. Oyika chedem risachas, oy lapid eish, biyashlechem yiseichai beide risayach, umitichkach yatichu amayim yiseach, biyayas vasimbalet sidem psim something. So that makes, because of the displacement, so it makes it overflow on the whole way, all the way. So Meir gets a goal. Meir again, Mishtei Fakli Bimalim Kori Achar HaGolem Miyad. What is the reason? So the Biragir says, Kidei Sheliyarzei Adi Yidra Mashepelet Kvo. In other words, so what is the purpose of pouring cold water over the keli that was dumped in boiling water? So apparently that is chishish for the Shita of the Ramban. The Shita of the Ramban means that chometz kol hashana is the chometz is shmur alef kol hashana and is a surah bela, some male there is a problem even if you are magi or kidding for a chamishis. So true that the minute particles of chamishis that is the water, but then it might be easier again and become more so because it is surabola. So later then the nature, if you dump the chamish with the kidding and the moment it is immersed in the boiling water, you take it out immediately, instantaneously, and you pour cold water, let's say, on the faucet, on it. So later, you will not give an opportunity. The hot water, the droplets of hot water adhering to the surface of the kidney to be neutralized there, because it's cold water. But if you don't pour cold water immediately over them, so the droplets are very hot, and then it might be neutralized again, and acid. So that's the reason. This is how the Rabbah explains that. Even though the Mechaba doesn't pass through, like the Ramban, but still, Mechatchila, he is chishish for the Shikha of the Ramban, so that's why he says, מי אדם משתף הכלי בימיים קוראים אחר הגולמיה. So, matzah can be made from grain. What is grain? So there are five species of grain. Chiti, Seirin, Kushmin, Shibereshio, Shippen. Now Chiti is called in English wheat. Seirin is called in English barley. Kushmin is called in English pelt. Shibereshio is oats. And Shippen is rye. So these wheat, barley, spelt, oats and rye are the five species of grain. So matzah can be made from one of these five units. And of course, the same thing is true of chometz. Chometz can only take effect in these five units. The aminod nikach lechatchila chiti. Even though our tibur, it doesn't make any difference what mean of word you use, or thinking or saying, but because of his own mitzvah, so the meaning is to use thinking for math. Our way the eros. Eros not, that's kitnias. That's not grain. So kitnias is not machmit, and kitnias, you cannot be retiring the mitzvah of the mitzvah of matzah. There is one Tanner, Rav Yechon ben Meiri, who don't pass from like that, who says that Eres has the din of chitin, but the Rabbeinu Achrei can Rav Yechon ben Meiri. Aber when the Eres, who show me the chitin, the chitin, beans, so you cannot make matzah out there. The gamin and bein me the chitz, and kitnias is not machmit. Is not machmis. The Russian Aranda means because it's only living the circle. Now it matters it's not machmis. Machmis means ferment. So that can also ferment. Rice can also ferment. But when grain ferments, then the qualities improve. When rice ferments, so the qualities decrease. So no, it's not considered chimic. Und nicht alle Assisten taxen. Man will die Gemäure und according to the Sephardic practice, so it's all right to eat kidneys and Pesach. Kidneys is not machmis. However, it is universally accepted among all the Ashkenaz not to eat kidneys. Even if you watch that against chutz, even if you, let's say, if you make a misa out of rice or peas, so even if you watch that against chutz, and you didn't let it stay idle, still mitzad milek, mitzad hakonis kadmoni, so it is also not me Ashkenaz. What is the time as to this milek? So there are two times. One time is because many times kitnias is mingled with tvur, with the 5 minutes. So maybe you can do very different. The other time is because kitnias is very similar to grain. In other words, just as in grain you can make flour, I mean wheat flour, barley flour, I mean rye flour, so on. So in kitnias you can also have flour. You can have rice flour, you can have corn flour, and some of that, I think itself, cornbread, it's made out of corn flour. Some male people, some ignorant people might make a mistake if it had been allowed to eat kitnias, and they would say, well, kitni can make it flour, it cannot out of tvur, you can make it out of Kipnias suggests that we are allowed to eat Kipnias. Why shouldn't we be allowed to eat and mean grain and indiscriminately without chimo? So because of that, so it was accepted as a universal practice not to eat Kipnias, not to eat. As a matter of fact, there was at one time, the time of the Hayoda, there was some villain who felt that even potatoes should not be used because at the same time, because potato you can make potato flour and you can make potato starch and everything, so it's similar to grain. But the day in Israel, the Amachia, in the days of the Hayoda, in the days of the Gaul, that potatoes is all right. Potatoes does not come in the category of kidneys. Anyway, for it's a universal practice for Bnei Ashkenaz to be a Hachmiah, the only Shani. Many Koshi, the Nesrim with the Ebe, in not Yote Hatashi. However, the Ebe, if there was a Tavidus, and there was rod of the non-kidneys, so then it's bad. The Chayim, we don't even require the Ebe Chish. We don't even require the Ebe Chish. And there's a Machlech as a Chayim, suppose it's either a Mani. So whether the Ebe gets Mut or not. The Chayim Mutah Lahadlik Bishmonim Hamas in there. And for the same reason, it's also Mutah to be Madlik with Shemen, with Kikuyas oil, that's a corn oil, to use for Adlokim. Only Kipnias oil. So from this Hamor, it appears definitely, it's explicit, that not only did the green soil Asa Kipnias themselves, but even the Mashkin of Kipnias. Because the Hamor says here that Mikal Hadlin Bishmon Mamasin there. Why? Because it's not Asa Hamor. The implication being that the seer, it is also, not only the chikmiyas themselves, but the even the mashkin, the corn oil, soybean oil is very, very common. So that's also the seer. It's only mutaban oil. The mainstream is not lit. So again he says, only not the Tehatashi, and there is bit of the rod, it doesn't pass. But if there is no bit of the rod, then it passes a Shemin Chikuyas oil. So that's Mifirash, that let's say soybean or corn oil is also. The Chayim, Mikal Hashis Mimu Chikuyas Dubai, the Zerah Krizit, the Amis, Alanga, Ilam in the Kipnias, Mita Yechon Pesach in Yerbi. In other words, there is no, the minute did it ask that Shia Bisei Hadais, there is no Dari Roy, even it's a minute, and in regard to Kipnias. In other words, when you sell Hamet to a grain, you don't have to sell rice and beans, you know, and corn, and soybean, these things you don't have to sell. Ha'eisei Isa minachitim minoeres miyeish ben tamdogon yeitzei vechivosei besa. That's in Mishnah Mechalot, and it is mentioned in connection with difference, in connection with Chalot, that has a din of lechem, and it's chal v'chalot, and in connection with Matzeh, that you are mikayim, the kazayis Matzeh v'pesach. Now, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, agree with the Rambam, but the Ravid is Chalot. According to the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rashba and most Rishonim, so as long as the, if you make a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour, even though the rice flour is the rod, so you should say that's the rod. So there is no wheat, but the wheat is so substantial that it gives the time of hitting in the tarugas,
So on the basis of the halacha of tam ki'ikea, so mainly it's considered to have the shem lechem, but so it's hard to holler, only whether a person can be mikayim the kazayis mat. Now the gemara in Zvochim, they call it Atahubas, in Zvochim, says that it's based upon the halacha of tam ki'ikea. Even though the hope consists of ears, of rice, but since the chitin gives it time, so mimela is considered that you have chitin here, and mimela you are mikayim it as matzah, because of tam kikah. The Yerushalmi Chala says it's based upon the concept of greira. What does greira mean? Greira is expressive of a certain chemical process. In other words, when you mix, because ears has all the characteristics of wheat. Vice says, you see that Abiyachan the Miri says, ears and chitni, it's machmit, you can counter as much, of course we don't pass for like Abiyachan the Miri. But the fact, as far as this phenomenon is concerned, there is no machlokes, that ears has all the characteristics of wheat, of chitni. So merely when you make a mixture of chitni and ears, then the chitin is nikra after the eres, and the chitin becomes converted into, I mean the eres becomes converted into chitin mamish, of greya. So there seems to be a stira between the Gemara and Zvachim, which faces this Mishnah in Chayim, and the being of Tam Kikya, and the Yerushalmi in Chayim, and the Din of Greira, and the Din of Greira, so Reb Chaim explains it. In other words, there are two halachas. One is that it has a Din of Chitin. So that's based upon Tam Kikya. But then, in order to be Chayim and Chayim, it must have a Shem Lechem. And in order to be Chayim, because I smart say, it's not enough that it is Chitin, it is the Min Chitin. Tam Kikya, so it's the Min Chitin. It has to have a Chayim Shem Lechem. So Tam Kikya only can imply that it is new chitin, Tam Kikya. Since the chitin will be Tam in Tarubas, so it's considered as if we had chitin here, chitin there. So, but Hashem Lechem it doesn't require, so why the term Hashem Lechem? That's based upon him. Anyway, so according to the Rambam and the Ramban, or Isa Isa min achitin in Ha'iras, in this point, and doesn't use it as a Pesach, as long as the chitin gives the tam chitin in the Tarubas, even though there is no kazai v'achayas pras. Kazai v'achayas pras means that in every three beitzim or four beitzim, in every six beitzim or eight beitzim, so there is a kazais of the chitin. So, even if there is no kazai of the Achiras Pras, so still is the kind of mitzvah of matzah and it's high the house. The Ravid is holy, and the Ravid says, when is the kind of the mitzvah of matzah and when is it high the house? Only if there is a kazai of the Achiras Pras. But if there is no kazai of the Achiras Pras, he's not the kind of the mitzvah of matzah, and it's not high the house. Thank you.